This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It happened on the paved parking lot at the Mix. You get Elizabeth and Radar. You probably know most vehicles in your workplace parking lot, but what about that one mystery one? One that you've inquired about, wanted to know who drives it, who does it belong to, but yet no one has mentioned anything. And this is all because of a message I sent in our work Slack to everyone here when I was leaving work a few weeks ago. If you own a blue Equinox in the parking lot, your driver's door was open. I just closed it. That's all I was trying to be nice.
And we want to know
who is car this belongs to.
And why was the door wide open?
Nothing.
And why did no one respond?
No one has responded.
On the Slack. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nope.
Didn't know my car door was open. And I thought it was so funny when you sent that message out and you didn't get anybody responding, because now we both are wondering, whose car is it? So we talked about this on the show already, but we're bringing this up specifically today because it was a week ago today, because it's on Tuesdays when this happened, because
right.
Tuesdays
yep.
is when everybody is in the building. There's a lot of hybrid schedules that go on here, especially with people that are not on the programming side. Sales department and things like that.
Sometimes they have their appointments early in the morning on a Monday, so they're not in the office driving
around.
But
Tuesdays they're here.
Tuesday they're here for these meetings.
And we are ready to go out into that parking lot and do our own research and find out whose car it is. And just like you're at a store and the lights are on and people page across the PA system at Target.
Yeah.
We're going to get on the PA system and say, would the owner of the blue Equinox license plate, Wisconsin 54321, please come to the front desk. And then we're going to ask you, why the heck was your door wide open? Is your car not closed? Did you not realize it? Did you rush in a hurry?
And why has no one come forth to tell us, I'm the blue Equinox owner? What is the secret? What is going on?
And what happened with you that morning that you... The door is wide open. I mean, that's a security risk.
It wasn't even
like... You could have had a critter get into the car.
It wasn't slightly ajar like you tried to close
it. It was raining last week.
Yeah, like you tried to close it and it just kind of stopped. No, this was fully open.
Was there a car parked... Wait, driver's side or passenger side?
Driver's side, and there was a car next to it. But when I was leaving, I happened to see it kind of popped open. And I thought, oh, that's...
You thought you were walking up to a crime scene.
I thought I was. I thought someone had...
Someone maybe dropped over.
Dropped over, laying there on the front seat. Maybe they're in the back seat. Maybe they're around the other side checking a tire. I'm like, no, I don't see anybody. And I even walked up to the car and said, hey there. Nothing. No answer.
You talked as if someone might...
I did. I didn't tell you this. Yeah.
Is everyone okay? Everybody here.
Hey there. Nope. There's nobody there. Well,
okay, I'm closing your door now.
But I didn't use my hand because I didn't want to put my fingerprints on what could be a crime scene.
How did you close it?
I used my elbow and kind of went backwards.
Oh my God.
I pushed it backwards. I didn't. You don't want to do that.
We were talking this morning on the show about the crime caution stay back tape at crime scenes and how they're always upside down.
What if it would be
and
a
now
crime
here's,
scene?
Here's radar. I'm not even using my hands.
Not
I'm just
going to
use an elbow.
Didn't you,
it's here at the workplace. What do you think could have happened?
I don't know if there was something that happened. You don't know these things. What if this vehicle was...
Well,
we had some text messages that said, vehicle could have been stolen and just dropped off here. I don't want to be touching the thing.
Oh, no.
You know, I don't want to be doing that.
Okay, we need to figure out whose car this is. And hopefully, as more of the sales department come trickling in, we are going to be going out to the parking lot throughout the morning to try to figure this out. Because these are the big issues. These are the big things here at work we need to figure out.
Stuff that bothers you. You're like... Yeah, no, nobody
well,
ever answered
Well, because I want to know why nobody responded. Not what's even
the,
a thanks.
What's the secret?
Unless it was a guest. Maybe it wasn't somebody that works here and they didn't see the Slack in the first place.
People were laughing and giving me thumbs up emojis. So I'm wondering, they know who it is. They know who it is. It's somebody here. It has to be somebody here.
All right, we're going to figure this out this morning because they're going to be in here this earlier today and we need to get to the bottom of it.
Yes, they're going to be walking in and then we're going to... Should we just pounce on the person?
I think we should walk into the sales meeting, Radar.
Blue Equinox owner.
We should walk into the sales meeting and say, hi, we've got a question. I know you all are talking about really important deals here and making more money for the radio station. But the big issue is, who drives the Blue Equinox and why was your door open?
We just
and why
know.
Did you thank Radar when he closed it?
Inquiring minds want to know.
I know. Today is the day. We're going to find out.
Pecker Van Tiffany.
What's up, girl?
So I was just listening about the whole door wide open at the radio station thing.
Yeah.
And
the doors
actually,
wide open. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's good.
And when I was in the military, that actually happened in front of one of the barracks that I was living at.
Somebody left their door open? Did you close it?
No, because it was like 1 o'clock in the morning. We just got back from the bar. But the driver and the passenger door were wide open. And the vehicle was still running.
Dude.
Weird.
Big time weird. See,
That's one of those I would just let that sit.
That you're like, something's going on here. Bye.
Yeah, so we just went back in the barracks and we're just going to leave that one alone.
And did you ever find out the story behind the car?
So he was a brand new private to... where I was stationed at and left his vehicle running and went up to his barracks room and fell asleep.
Well, we're glad that he didn't drive. We're glad that
right.
he didn't go anywhere with the vehicle. But at least you got an answer to the question. That's why we're so stumped.
No.
And even though it is very insignificant, it's becoming significant to us because we keep talking about why would someone have their door wide open like that?
The more we talk about it, the more
it's a mystery.
We got to figure this out.
Yeah, no, I'd be the same way. I'd be like, why is this like this in the middle of the day or whatever,
right.
whatever time it was?
I know,
like,
I know.
Why?
Well, we're
going to
report
You're
back.
Strange.
We're going to report back. The sales department's going to be here. We're going to straight up ask them, who has this car? We need to know.
We need to know. Inquiring minds want to know. Thanks, Packer Fan Tiffany.
Yeah, have a good one, guys.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.